Great to be chatting now with the Newcastle Knights centre, obviously the Queenslander as well, Dane Gagai. Good morning, champion.
Morning, how you go?
Yeah, good, mate. How's everything? We're really excited about the Indigenous round, and I'm sure you are.
Yeah, I think it's a great concept, and I think we've just been fortunate enough that the NRL have been real in supporting the Indigenous community, and this year we've been able to have all 16s represent Indigenous jerseys, including the Warriors, who will be representing their Māori heritage.
And now, Dane, tell us about your design skills. You've had some input into the jumpers.
Yes, me and Jalen Finney were approached and asked if we wanted to design the jersey. And obviously, being proud Indigenous lads, we obviously said yes. And so Jalen went around and got permission from the six surrounding Indigenous land councils. And then it was just about trying to put together a jersey that Newcastle and Indigenous people and non-Indigenous people could be proud of. And that's something that we really wanted to, push with the jersey. And that's what the Southern Cross at the top of the Knights jersey symbolises, that we all live in Australia. You don't have to be Indigenous to be proud of the Indigenous culture.
Yeah,
well, I've heard, Dane, that we've unearthed a hidden skill and that there's a fashion label coming out after this.
Oh, hopefully. I don't know how good it'll go, but we'll probably get a few Indigenous people wearing the jerseys. So
good man.
Dane, Newcastle, tell us about the attitude within the squad. The attitude seems to be pretty good. You're competing weekly, but just can't get over the line. But it is tough when you've lost seven in a row.
Yeah, well, it just comes back to having possession of the football. In a lot of our games, we haven't had equal possession. And like you said, we are competing and can't fault the boys' efforts at all. They've been given 100% every single week, but it's just that coming up with the right plays and at the right time and minimising those areas. I think there's been a couple of times where we got into good ball and we thought we've had to score instead of trying to build pressure. And by the back end of the games, we're making 100-plus more tackles than other teams. So when you do that, it's only natural that you're going to be fatigued by the end of the game. So if we can minimise those areas and have better game management, then I think we'll win a lot more than we lose. So.
Dane, can I ask you, mate, we often talk about playing in a club that's not winning that often. We mainly talk about players going to a club that's not so successful. You're at a club that's not winning as often as you would like, and you're trying hard to turn that around, but you're up for a new contract. I hear the Rabbitohs are keen. There's probably other clubs keen. Is it in a mindset to think, well, actually, I'd prefer to go to a club where it's going to be a stronger winning way?
I guess, really, we obviously, every player has managers and they obviously run around behind the scenes and talk to other clubs and sort all that stuff out. But like I've said before, my main focus is here with the Knights. I'm trying to get that win for us. And if my mindset was elsewhere, then I guess I shouldn't be putting on a jersey. So, I'm just trying to turn the season around and I know we're halfway through the season, but I'm still hopeful that we can get a win and that it'll snowball into stringing together a few more. And I'm still hopeful of making the top eight. And I think if we can manage the game a lot better, then it'll go a long way to us winning.
Do you think you'll be at Newcastle next year?
To be honest, I haven't given it too much thought. Like you said, I've been here for a long time and we haven't won too many games, and that's something I want to turn around. So all my focus is going into trying to get this win for Newcastle and just giving everything I get to try, hopefully create a chain reaction to build a bit of momentum and lead into the finals.
You know, you kept breaking every New South Welshman's heart last year during that Origin series, mate. Every time everybody looked up, you were just scoring another try for Queensland.
I always say a lot of credit goes to the boys that I was playing around. try I got, Justin O'Neill, he come up with a good read and forced an error, and I was just in the right spot at the right time, and I was able to just go the length because I had that big athlete, Fizzell, behind me chasing. And,
yeah,
and then Thurston just doing what Thurston does, just puts the ball on a dime, and I just had to make sure I couldn't put it down. And and then Darius set me up for that try.
Three tries in an Origin, mate. It's a terrific effort. And just a quick one, mate, as far as the team, your skipper, Trent Hodgkinson, do you think he's been named on an extended bench? Has Nathan made a final decision whether he plays or not on the weekend?
At seven? I'm, to be honest, I'm not 100% sure. I know Hocker is there, and we obviously got young halves, so, but I guess that's up to Brownie, what he decides to do there, but... in all honesty, I wouldn't be 100% sure if he'd be out there or not. So he'll probably make that decision when we have our captain's run.
Dane, we thank you so much for your time, mate. And we'd really like to see things turn around at the night. So I'm sure all of you are working hard for that. Good luck, mate. And actually, don't play too well for the Queenslanders.
No, but
go easy this year, all right?
I've got to make your team first.
You'll be right. Thank you, mate. It's great to chat.
Thank you very much.